Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. Unroot, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, the roots is on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming off my hour guest hosting, as I do every Tuesday, of the Alex Jones Show with their gigantic worldwide audience. And I thought I'd start the show with the same thing I talked about on the Alex Jones Show, which is my Donald J. Trump interview from yesterday. For some of you who didn't hear it, and even for those of you who heard it, it's still important, I think, for me to go over some of the key points that came out of this interview, because I think it was groundbreaking. As most of my own fans and listeners pointed out, listening to a Wayne Root Donald Trump interview is not a media interview. It's like a conversation between two friends, and he always lets his guard down and always is much more relaxed around me than he would be around any other media personality. And so you get to hear things you normally would not hear. It's like sitting in, at the kitchen table while two guys talk. And it's amazing and fascinating to hear what they have to say. And so here I am to let you know some of the highlights of my Donald Trump interview yesterday. If you're with us, you heard the interview for an hour or parts of an hour. And if you were not with us, now you'll get a chance to hear a kind of a review of what we heard and what happened. All right, so first of all, you know, my big idea was for Trump to be Speaker of the House. And sure enough, I brought it up again yesterday that Trump should be Speaker of the House. And I don't know why he would ever endorse Kevin McCarthy, because he's lousy and does a lousy job. And he'll never impeach Biden and Kamala and do what needs to be done. And Trump answered it with, I think, you know, very casually, but I think it becomes a very important news headline all over the world. And I'm sure after I release the video of my interview with him tomorrow, it really becomes a huge news headline, because I'm going to write a column about it. Trump said, I did not say that I would not run for Speaker of the House. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the story slightly wrong. He said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy, because I hit him up and I said, why would you endorse Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? And he said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy. That never happened. I endorsed Kevin McCarthy for re-election to his House seat, but not as Speaker of the House. Now I got the story exactly right. Which means Trump must be, why would you argue that if you weren't considering running for Speaker of the House? So he must actually be considering it, and he's keeping it quiet right now because he doesn't want the left to go insane. And he's going to announce his decision after the midterms. That, to me, is what my gut instinct tells me, especially because the second part of his response was, and then I said, well, if you didn't endorse McCarthy, then you should run for Speaker of the House. And his response was, that's a private conversation between you and me at another time, soon. What does that mean? Obviously, he's thinking about it. And obviously, he can't announce it to the world. Maybe it would affect his FEC fundraising. I don't know. Same reason he can't announce he's running for president, because it would affect his FEC fundraising. It's a whole new set of rules. So maybe that would screw with that. I don't know. But it does sound like he's considering it. If he wasn't considering it, he wouldn't have said part A or part B. He wouldn't have said, I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. And he would not have said, that's a discussion between you and me in private at another time soon. Number two, he brought up Bill Barr. And so when he brought up Bill Barr and how terrible Bill Barr is, I brought up that he's a terrible rhino and it was a bad pick by you. As much as I like you, I love you, I think you're great, that was a bad pick from day one. I knew he was a rhino from day one, before this ever happened.
And Trump basically said, yeah, 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 it was a bad pick, bad mistake, but it wasn't my fault. I was listening to somebody who I trusted. And that's a problem with Trump. I love him, but he listens to a bunch of rhinos. So I got that out of him, which is amazing. And then he brought up Ashley Babbitt, the gal who's the Air Force veteran, young, attractive gal, Air Force veteran, who was shot dead at the Capitol during the January 6th, as Democrats call it, insurrection. I call it a peaceful protest with a bunch of people who brought American flags and cell phones and took selfies and maybe brought some shaving cream for Nancy Pelosi's seat. But nobody brought a gun and no one tried to kill anyone like in a BLM riot, which didn't result in any congressional hearings, or an Antifa riot that didn't result in any congressional hearings. And I never seen a cop just walk up and shoot someone in the face or in the chest like they did with Ashley Babbitt for no reason. She's unarmed. She posed no threat. It's murder. I believe it's murder. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Is it Babbitt? Babbitt, I believe it is. Was literally murdered by a Capitol Police officer. And oh, by the way, every time a white police officer shoots a black criminal, not a black suspect, a black criminal who's committing crimes at that moment or fighting the policeman at that moment or threatening the policeman's life at that moment, that becomes a national incident. And the whole nation burns down. That's how infrequently it obviously happens. Because the nation doesn't burn down every 5 minutes. There's very few black suspects actually shot by police, especially ones who are doing nothing wrong. It's very rare. But every time one is shot who is doing something wrong, just because they're black and the cop's white, it becomes a national issue. Now, this I didn't discuss with Trump. This is my own thing. Well, this Capitol policeman was black, and he shot a white girl for no reason, who was doing nothing wrong, was unarmed. Last I checked, it's murder if you shoot someone for an infraction that's a misdemeanor or trespassing. If she was trespassing in the Capitol, and by the way, 100 people were walking through the door at that moment, she was one of the 100, why shoot her dead? But even if it was trespass, do you shoot everybody dead for trespass? I mean, I think when a cop shoots someone who's guilty of a misdemeanor, it's called murder by police, and the cop goes to jail for murder or manslaughter. So how come when a black cop shoots a white gal, nothing? Nothing at all. Zero. Zip. Zilch. And then Trump and I, but Trump didn't discuss the white-black aspect. He only discussed the fact that a policeman killed her, and what I thought was groundbreaking is, for all intents and purposes, Trump accused a cop of murder. And he got away with it through a cover-up. That was Trump saying that. He didn't use the word murder, but he said she was shot in cold blood for no reason, and they covered it up. And the media says nothing. So I thought that was interesting that Trump would bring it up. Intentional destruction of America. I said this is not incompetence. It is the intentional destruction of America. Trump basically agreed, not in exact words, but for all intents and purposes, he agreed. I said, you know, it's great that you want to be president in 2024. You probably will be, except we're not going to make it to 2024. And he agreed. I think that's an important part of this interview. He agreed and said it's very much in question whether we make it to 2024. I said this yesterday. He appeared deflated to me. He was not his usual high-energy, ebullient, you know, super positive mood. And I think the reason he was deflated is because he knows what I know. Our country's being destroyed every second of every day, and we may not make it to 2024. His legacy is to be reelected in 2024, but you're never going to get there because America may not exist in 2024. Certainly not the way it exists now, that we all want it to exist. As a capitalist nation, as a free nation, as a republic, as a democracy, won't even exist. He knows that, and he's depressed like I am. He's deflated like I am. He said there's a lot of doubt whether we're going to make it to 2024. I got him to admit that. And then I got him to admit that Biden will probably never run again. He doesn't think he's running against Biden. I agree. And I got him to say it was a show trial. I used the word show trial. He used the words kangaroo court and witch hunt. The January 6th congressional witch hunt. I said it's a communist attack upon America. And one of the proofs is the arrest of Peter Navarro. And the other one is the January 6th witch hunt, which I call a communist show trial. And he basically agreed with every word I was saying. I said it's like Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror. And whatever you see, blame the other guy or gal. Blame your opponent, your opposition, for whatever you're doing wrong. And that's what's happening here. You know, there was no insurrection on January 6th, but there was certainly an insurrection in November when the election was rigged and stolen. And now it's an insurrection with the rigged and stolen election. Their goal is to open the borders and create massive inflation and just let in a tsunami of illegals and put gas at $10 a gallon and just destroy you and me. Destroy us all. That's an insurrection. That's a coup. There was a coup and an insurrection. It wasn't us. And the same thing with the Russian collusion. They tried to steal the election, and they tried to manipulate the election with foreigners voting and illegal aliens voting and stealing it with fake ballots. And yet, they called it Russian collusion against Trump. That's funny. Everything they do, they blame the other guy because they studied Saul Alinsky, and that's what he told them to do. So those are the highlights of my interview with President Trump. And when we get back, I've got a column I want to read you called Will the Whole Hollywood Soon Be Either Dead Like Ray Liotta or Paralyzed Like Justin Bieber? Will they still trust the lies of government and the CDC? I think you'll love the commentary when we get back from Wayne Allyn Root. And again, it's an opinion piece, and I'm an opinion commentator, and it's simply my opinion that Justin Bieber's paralyzed faith and his face and his wife's stroke. He's 28, she's 26. Ray Liotta's dead in his 60s in his sleep on a movie set. Just more examples, in my opinion, certainly appears like the likely suspect is the vaccine. I'm not an MD. I don't claim to be an MD. I can't state for certain that Ray Liotta died or that Justin Bieber was paralyzed or his wife got a stroke because of the COVID vaccine. But I am an opinion commentator. It's my opinion the vaccine's the likely suspect. And we all have a right to ask questions. We all have a responsibility to try and save our lives for this train wreck, the COVID vaccine. We all have a right and a reason to ask for investigations. What happened to real science where you ask for investigations? That's real science. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Hello, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the DC Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent time. timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne LaRue, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, toll-free. First 100 callers give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Amazing. 855-770-GOLD, Goldgate Capital. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So here's my column, and I may have to rush through it a bit because I don't know if we have enough time to finish it, but will the whole Hollywood's... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read this column to lead off hour number two when we have a lot of time. So that'll give you a reason, it'll keep you in suspense and give you a reason to tune in at hour number two, which is 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East, and I'll read you, will the whole Hollywood soon either be dead like Ray Liotta or paralyzed like Justin Bieber? Will they still trust the lies of government and the CDC? Because obviously what I believe is, it's clear in my opinion, but again, it's just my opinion, but to anyone who's not a moron, it's clear that Justin Bieber has a face paralysis as a result of the vaccine. These things never happened to anybody famous that you know in TV or rock and roll or anything else, entertainment or Hollywood, ever until the vaccine. And one of the side effects of the vaccine is, in fact, facial paralysis and is, in fact, shingles. And what he has is a offshoot of shingles. Let's see. The disease he has is called, see if I can find it here. I know it's something Hunt disease. So if I could find it, Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. And it's from a virus in the shingles family. And I have taught all of you for a year plus now.
that shingles is one of the offshoots of this vaccine. Terrible shingles. Matter of fact, I taught you that one of my accountants, who's a young lady in her 30s, almost went blind and almost died from a shingles attack against her eyes as soon as she got the vaccine. Her retina, both retinas detached from her eyes after getting the COVID vaccine. With shingles detached her retinas, she almost died. They had to put her in some sort of a coma, and she almost didn't come out of the coma and almost died. And now she has major severe problems for the rest of her life, and she's blind in one eye. That was right after getting vaccinated. So, you know, he's got his eye closed, Justin Bieber, on one side, and his face paralyzed on one side. The poor guy's life is his face, you know? His life is his face. And it's been destroyed. These people are just horrible, horrible people. And speaking of that, here is speakers during the FDA hearing today, an FDA advisory committee hearing about the vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration met with its vaccine-related biological products advisory committee to discuss Moderna's request for a COVID vaccine for children aged 6 through 17 years of age. And according to the CDC, the incidence of heart inflammation was 4.41 excess per 100,000 who received the Pfizer vaccine for males 18 to 39 versus 6.27 excess cases per 100,000 for Moderna. Some countries in Europe, by the way, have limited the Moderna vaccine. But some people were not too happy about it. Carolyn Bork, 43-year-old researcher, biologist, and mother. She shared her personal nightmare after receiving the Moderna vaccine. I lived a normal, active life and a happy life. I worked full-time, took care of my family, my farm, rescue dogs, and enjoyed multiple physical activities. I took my first Moderna injection in early March 2021. I took the injection because I believed it was needed to protect myself, my family, and others in my community, and it was the right thing to do. After my first injection, I had an anaphylactic reaction, rash, tachycardia, which means your heart racing 100 miles an hour, dizziness, shortness of breath, intense gastro pains that lasted months. My doctors ignored my reaction for the first injection and unbelievably recommended a second shot. They said it was necessary to be safe. I took the second Moderna injection in June of 2021. 2 days after the injection, I could not get out of bed. For 2 days, my right leg and my right arms were weak. I developed facial paralysis and migraines. My eyesight became fuzzy. I was dizzy and confused. I had no choice but to stay down on the bed. It's been 12 and 15 months of reaction to the injections. I still deal with daily fatigue, dizziness, memory problems, nerve and joint pains, burning of the skin, numbness, ringing of the ears, headaches, tingling sensations in my body. My face droops and my right hand tremors. The injection has badly harmed my life, my family, my work, my health. They've taken me away from everything that made my life happy and fulfilling. And there are no effective treatments that can help me. I've seen numerous specialists try special diets and supplements. I've found no answers or guidance. There is no pathway to improvement. No one knows if I will ever get better. The effects of the shots are so extreme and never-ending. Wow. Bad story, folks. The vaccine is not good.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Arming teachers on the job?
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom. The law requires up to 24 hours of training and up to 8 hours of annual training. Several of the Buckeye State's big city mayors, all Democrats, criticized the bill, and faulted Republicans for not considering any gun control proposals. The measure was opposed by major law enforcement groups, gun control advocates, and the state's teachers union. Only a handful of police departments and school districts supported the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new study suggests that stress may take a huge toll on your health, weakening your immune system and opening the door for serious illness. Traumatic events, job strain, and daily stressors may all speed aging of the immune system, increasing the risk for fatal illnesses, including COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Straight to Roots on Fire. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. Drink it like water. And their natural silver mouthwash, I gargle with it 3 times a day, and silver gel on my face each night before bedtime, and I suck on their silver lozenges all show long to keep my voice alive. You know, I talk all day long, not just 3 hours on radio, but all day. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And now they're giving away a 30% discount because of inflation. I told them, with everything going on in the world and all the inflation hitting the middle class and my average listener, fan, viewer, I want you to give a 30% discount to even things out for everybody. Because there's my equity. Visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. Or give them a call directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148, AmioLife.com. All right, we've got our guest, Sam Peters, military veteran, U.S. Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient, Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. His website is sampetersforcongress.com. It's sampeters4congress.com. And today's the big day. Today is the Nevada GOP primary. We find out tonight if Sam is the Republican candidate for United States Congress. Exciting night, Sam.
It is, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me on. Thanks for your support over the last 18 months and even before that. It's been a long road, and we got about 2.5 hours until the polls close, and soon after that we'll see the results start coming in. It is absolutely a big night, and it's one that's been long coming.
All right. So the polls close, what, at 7 o'clock tonight?
Yes, sir, 7 o'clock.
But the issue is, will you know you've won tonight? Or because I heard that it could take a week to count absentee, or not absentee anymore, mail-in ballots. Could take a week to count mail-in ballots. So maybe nothing will be determined for a whole week unless it's a landslide.
It could take a while. I'll tell you what happened last cycle in 2020. Election day was June 9th. Polls closed at 7 p.m. We got our first round of results at about 1 in the morning following the election day. And then it was every morning at 9 o'clock a.m. The Secretary of State would update the previous day's count. So each day we'd get a new count. And because it was a close race in Nevada 4 last cycle in the primary, we didn't know until June 16th. So it took a full week for the race to be called. We're hoping that's not the case this time. In the last race, there was 8 people. This time, there's only 3. And you know, we're feeling pretty good. So we're hopeful we'll get some good results early tonight. And like you said, we're hoping it'll be a big enough spread where the race will be called early, and we can get to focusing on what we need to focus on, and that's getting this Democrat, Stephen Horsford, out of office.
All right, so what are you doing today? Are you still campaigning today at this late stage?
Absolutely. Every vote counts right up until 7 p.m. We're actually at in the polling area at Centennial in here in Las Vegas, in northwest Las Vegas. There's a line out of the mobile polling area. About 100 feet long. People are lining up. The parking lot's busy. We're talking to folks. We're waving. You know, we've got volunteers on the street waving signs. Campaigning doesn't stop in this thing until this thing's all over.
And what have you been doing in recent days? Just give everyone kind of an update on what your campaign has been like for the last few weeks.
Yeah, the last few weeks we had set a goal about 10 weeks ago to hit 50,000 phone calls. We had a small army of volunteers making those calls. We actually got to 60,000 phone calls to register primary voters in our district. We called obviously a number of them numerous times. So we've been on the phones quite a bit. As the candidate, it's my job to raise money. So I've been doing those phone calls while volunteers have been doing voter outreach, and I've been following up with those voters that had specific questions. I've done phone calls myself over the last 3 or 4 days specifically for voter outreach. We've had other volunteers and interns doing door knocking. It's just lots of phone work and road work and just grassroots efforts just to make sure that we've, over the last 18 months, contacted every possible voter that we could identify to tell them our story, tell them what we're about, tell them the America First agenda that we bring, and, you know, ask them for their vote. And if our story and if our my qualifications appeal to them, all we can do is ask for the vote, and then it's in the voters' hands. And if they choose me to represent them, I will be true to my word with everything that I've said that I will bring to the table. And we'll get started on making America great again.
And what tell everybody your closing argument for why you should be the next congressman in District CD4 in Nevada.
So my top three priorities and campaign issues have been the border, the immigration, illegal immigration issues we have, the invasion that is going on at the southern border. I spent 20 years in the military, and I'm the only one that, of the candidates in this race who can say these things. I've spent 20 years in the military. I was a police officer, canine cop. I actually trained dogs to fight the drug interdiction issues that are going on at the southern border a number of years ago. So I'm very familiar of what that takes and what happens down there. And it's my number one issue. 2 million illegal immigrants, we can't sustain that. That is in a single year, and it's been going on for decades. That's not sustainable. It's going to destroy our country. I've got a master's degree in organizational finance. I'm the only candidate in this race with formal education, and mine happens to be in finance, which, again, my number two priority is the debt and the spending that this federal government has been taking on. Again, something that we cannot sustain. $30 trillion in debt is not something our grandchildren's grandchildren will be able to pay off if we don't take some drastic action. I'm very qualified in that arena. The third piece is I'm a constitutional conservative. The federal overreach is my number three campaign item. This federal government has gotten so big and it has its paws in so many items in so many areas that are not covered by the Constitution, and the legislative branch has given that power to the executive, and we've basically created a dictatorship where they focus on ruling by executive order, and it's just got to stop. It is going to destroy our country. So federal overreach, these mandates, just all of the things that knee-jerk reaction from the executive branch. Now they're going after guns in an unconstitutional way. It's got to stop, and I'm going to focus very hard and very heavy on making sure it does.
And obviously, this is kind of a softball question because I know where you stand, Sam. But you're a big fan of 45, President Trump.
Absolutely, I am. I am a big fan of President Trump. In fact, in the last cycle during his reelection bid, I put out as many of his yard signs as I did my own. In most cases, when they took mine, they took his. So I am a big fan of President Trump, and I look forward to again making America great again.
Where do you stand on the 2020 election and what happened there?
The questions that come out of the voting irregularities, they still haven't been answered. They still can't explain how a president in the basement in a house in Delaware somewhere got more votes than ever recorded by any candidate in the history of our country, never campaigned a minute. And you know, when there's ballots being pulled out from under tables, the counting's being shut down in the middle of the night, and the only people allowed to see it are around it are the managers of the vote count. There's too much there to believe that it was accurate. So we've got some work to do in that regard as well. And one of the things I want to focus on again is, you know, voter ID is incredibly important from the federal level. I want to support the Secretary of State of Nevada, whoever's the Republican that we hope we elect this cycle, and make sure that they clean up our voter rolls, make sure they get voter ID here in Nevada, make sure that they have what they need to remove the machines. I don't believe that the machines are something that we should be using when they're headquartered in a foreign country, and they are. The vulnerabilities that the machines produce, we've seen the state of Texas has denied the machines three times over the last 20 years because they've tested them and shown them to be vulnerable. That is not something we should be injecting into our election process. So there's all of these things that we need to work on that I want to work on. And, you know, the 2020 election is a benchmark of what did not go right.
All right, Sam, Stephen Horsford is the sitting congressman in CD4, and if you win the primary tonight, which I expect you to do, I want everyone out there to know I formally endorsed Sam Peters in CD4 to win the Republican primary. He's the perfect candidate for us, and you've got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds to sum up why you think you're a better candidate than the sitting congressman, Stephen Horsford.
Oh, my gosh. I will focus on America and the problems that Americans face every day. This administration, this Congress, this Democrat congressman we have here, they are not focused on the inflation that we're seeing. They're not focused on the supply chain issues, getting baby formula back on shelves. All of these things are created by this administration and people like Stephen Horsford. I will fight back on that. I will unleash American energy, get our pipelines back up, get our independence in energy back up, and just fight for America first agendas. And I will call out any elected official across this country, specifically at the federal level, that won't take on an America first agenda. They are violating their oath of office, because their oath of office is to a constitution of the United States, and that's America first. So I will do that. I'm educated. I'm military experienced. I'm a business owner. I'm a family man. I'm ready to do this, and let's get rid of Stephen Horsford tonight.
All right, Sam Peters. Sam Peters, my choice for U.S. Congress here in Nevada, CD4, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, Republican candidate for Congress website, Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com. I will be at your election night headquarters tonight. Look forward to a big victory. Thanks, Sam.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reed sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as The Warrior. I'm with you, and I'm thrilled to be with you always, Monday through Friday, right here on USA Radio Network. The Root, The Root, The Root is on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Kyle LeBrew. His GOP primary, by the way, unlike Sam Peters and some of the other great people that I am rooting for in this Nevada Republican primary, which is today. And so tonight, hopefully, theoretically, we find out who wins, although it may take a week for the final results. But in Missouri, where Kyle LeBrew is running, it's August 2nd. So he's got a ways to go. He's got the rest of June, all of July. So he's got about a month and a half, Kyle LeBrew, before his primary. But he's a great America First conservative and a strong, unapologetic conservative. And he's not someone who believes that we win by getting more Republicans in Congress. He believes we've got to get more good Republicans in Congress, or great Republicans in Congress, because any old Republican is not the answer. If it's a rhino, it's not the answer. So we got to get the right kind of Republicans in Congress, and that's Kyle LeBrew, who is right. He's right with President Trump. Kyle's pro-life, supports term limits, defends free speech, understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. He stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. This guy is great. He's with me on every issue. He's sponsoring the show because he loves listening to Wayne Allyn Root and the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He's a good friend. Support Kyle LeBrew no matter where you are in the United States. Please go check out his website, kylelebrew.com, to click on the contribute button at the top of the page. Give the guy, I don't care if it's $25, $5, $10, $100, or $1,000. Give Kyle LeBrew some bread and tell him Wayne Root sent you. KyleLeBrew.com, L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. So a little bit of housekeeping. My website is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Excuse me, my website is RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can listen to the show. Easiest way is to either go to USARadio.com and click on Listen Live Now, or go to RootForAmerica.com and click right near the top on Listen Live Now on my national radio show. You can click on my podcast. You can click on my local Vegas radio show and listen. RootForAmerica.com, or you can also listen on your phone on Odyssey. download the Odyssey app at either the App Store for Apple or the Google Play Store. And on Odyssey, the 40 million American stream radio shows just like mine, and the Wayne Allyn Root Show is on Odyssey. So that's another way to listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show on your phone. Lots of good stuff. One of the persons I hate in Congress the most, right at the top, even right up there with any of the Democrats in Congress, is Liz Cheney. I hate her. She's a rat think. I want her to lose so badly. I want her to lose in embarrassing fashion. I want her to be humiliated. And the latest polls have D.C. rat Liz Cheney down 28 points in the Wyoming House race, with unfavorable ratings as high as 71%. She's running against Harriet Hageman, and Donald Trump held a rally for the surging congressional candidate Harriet Hageman on May 28th, just about 2 weeks ago. Trump spoke in front of tens of thousands of fired-up MAGA supporters in a packed arena in Wyoming. And Liz Cheney is down by 28 points. I think it's great, and I want to see her get destroyed and ground into the ground. Can't stand that woman. What makes a person like Liz Cheney or Mitt Romney, what makes them hate Trump more than they hate any Democrat or Barack Obama or Joe Biden? What kind of Republican hates Trump more than they hate Biden? What about what Biden's doing to the country? Liz Cheney doesn't even notice that. It's amazing. All she cares about is January 6th. Did you notice the four prosperous years under Trump where all of us made so much money and led great lives? Do you notice the country's being destroyed now? Do you notice the price of gas? Do you notice the price of groceries? Do you notice no tampons, Liz? Do you notice no baby formula, Liz? No, obviously, you're either a communist plant or you're a deep state D.C. swamp plant. And we don't need people like you in Congress or anywhere else. Liz Cheney, go to hell. And as far as this idea, you know, Sam Peters is talking about it, that Biden won the election hiding in his home, in his basement in Delaware with his diapers and his mask. The idea that he won is so ludicrous because no one showed up at any rallies. There almost were no rallies. He didn't campaign. He hid in the basement. And he got 81 million votes, more than Obama. Yeah, right. But even funnier than that is his running mate, Kamala Harris, otherwise known as Heels High Harris, screwed her way to the top, has no talent of any kind in life other than screwing downtown Willie Brown. And the DNC was forced to move the Kamala Harris fundraiser to the fall. It was supposed to be May 25th and 26th at the DNC's Women's Leadership Forum fundraiser, and they had to move it and reschedule it because of a lack of ticket sales. Kamala Harris couldn't get anybody to come to a DNC fundraiser. By the way, even I'm willing to admit it's not just Kamala Harris's fault. Nobody wants to see her speak because she's an embarrassment and she's a joke. But more than that, nobody's got any enthusiasm on the Democrat side for anything involving Joe Biden or his vice president because the economy is crumbling and they all know it. Even Democrats are running for the exits. They're all going to throw Kamala and Biden from the plane. Remember that movie, Throw Grandma from the Train? Throw Grandpa from the from the plane. Air Force One. Because Democrats are throwing them under the bus, man. They know they can't win with them. They're moving on from Harris and Biden.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.